All right, so I'm checking the headlines here today, and here's what I'm finding. I'm finding, let's see, Roe v. Wade at the Supreme Court and the Mississippi case. I'm finding Jeffrey Epstein, Chris Cuomo, the tragic shooting in Michigan. Where's Omicron? The new transformer declared by the president. Where is this Omicron? The point they're making is the Omicron, pronounced properly, the new variant that just 72 hours ago was apparently going to destroy the planet has faded from the headlines. Seems remarkable to me that it would disappear so quickly, but there it's just poof, it's gone. I don't know why. Liz Peek, Fox News contributor with me. Liz, where did it go? I'm looking for Omicron, and I can't find it.
It really was funny watching President Biden talk about Omicron, as he called it, where it is Omicron. But, you know, look, we don't know much about this thing, except it is rapidly moving into new areas, new countries, et cetera. But the truth is, I'm actually shocked, and I suspect you are, that the World Health Organization would declare this thing such an emergency, even before we knew whether it was lethal or what, you know, what the fatality rate was or whatever. It is apparently a very weird virus, and it's got all these proteins and mutations on its protein spike. I have no idea what that means, actually, Steve, but I'm parroting what I've read. Apparently, it is very strange, and I think the concern is that our vaccines that we have all been told to take are not very effective against it. That, I assume,
but here's
is really
the thing.
What the concern is.
The doctor that first announced this to the world, she, a South African doctor, said, yes, lots of people got it quick. Nobody got particularly sick. Nobody, not one, has been hospitalized. Omicron could be the answer that everybody's been looking for. This is how the Spanish flu came to an end. A mutation that spread quickly, but didn't have any lethality to speak of. A few people maybe. That's how you end a pandemic, because in order for a virus to exist 100 years from now, it does have to mutate. Because if it kills its host along the way, it doesn't exist. That's the only way it extends into the future.
Yeah, and I think, by the way, that's an incredibly hopeful message. And it's surprising that no one really out there is talking about that. President Biden is stuck on rewind. All he talks about is everybody getting vaccinated, now everybody getting boosted, as he calls it. You know, maybe that's a good idea, but the reality is I don't think that really addresses whatever this virus has to sort of show us. And I think you're totally right. If this thing turns out to go through the population like a blitzkrieg and nobody dies, in fact, before you called, I was going through all the headlines in various newspapers and see if there's been a single fatality. I don't think there has been. So, yes, there are hundreds of cases now, but to your point, it appears pretty benign.
Well, it could be better than that. It could be great news. Joe Biden doesn't understand, this could save several members of Congress. They're still going to be in trouble for inflation and everything else and the destructive way they've done that. But if it brings the pandemic to an end, it's the best thing that could happen to Joe Biden right now, because his administration is in free fall, as you know. And they've done, I can't point to a single thing that they appear to be competent on or competent doing. Meanwhile, you've got Pete Buttigieg and Kamala over here fighting to see who's going to be the nominee in 2024. Neither of them realizing that neither one of them is actually electable, which is interesting.
That's exactly right. My guess is some other Democrat's going to have to come out of the wings and run in 2024. Kamala Harris is certainly not going to be the candidate. Everybody really dislikes her, even in her own party. Joe Biden, let's just be clear, is not running again. That's just one of many lies that the president has told the American people, which kind of includes the fact that his Build Back Better costs nothing. I don't know what idiot in the White House decided that that was a good pitch for this monstrous multi-trillion dollar bill. But I agree, it's not going to be any of the above because all of them have failed at their task. But by the way, this is a White House filled with people who were appointed for all the wrong reasons, not because they have a track record of achievement and capability. That's exactly right.
So
gender or identity politics tag you put on them, that's why they're in the White House. And guess what? I mean, I don't have any objection to those people, but I don't think they are doing the job. And I think we've pretty much seen that. I mean, Jennifer Granholm.
No, good Lord. You know, laughing about gas prices. I mean, she hasn't put... it wouldn't matter to her if gas cost $1,000 to fill her tank. It'd make no difference to her. She has piles of money. But two things, though. If the election were held today, yes, the Democrats would be swept out. Republicans would pick up dozens of seats in the House, several seats in the Senate. That's what would happen today. But two things. If the pandemic ends, that changes the dynamic. And I really believe this case that gets argued today at the Supreme Court on abortion, that'll be released in June 2022. However that goes, could have a big impact on the election of November 2022 as well. Those two factors could change what was going to be a red wave into something different. What do you think?
Well, I think that's probably true. On the pandemic, Biden will take credit for whatever happens. We know that. I don't know that Americans will give him credit. If the thing just begins to fade out, by the way, I would argue, push back a little bit about what you're saying, because over the last several months, until very recently, Americans felt that the virus was fading, and yet his approval ratings plummeted to the basement, notwithstanding that. People were not, you know, he is upside down on approval on his handling of coronavirus, even as the numbers were getting better. Yeah, I'm not sure it's a panacea that it gets better, but certainly Americans will be in a better mood. One of the things I think now that is most stunning is that even with jobs plentiful, wages rising, stock market hitting new highs until very recently, consumer sentiment, Steve, is about as bad as it's been in the last 30 or 40 years. I mean, it's incredible. Even during the height of the pandemic in 2020, we never saw consumer sentiment as negative as it is now. And I think it's partly fear of inflation, certainly.
Right. And I want to go back to something you said before I lose you here for the day, and that is one of the things that could really hurt this president, if he forces through or continues to pursue these mandates, which could send another 200,000 U.S. truck drivers to the sidelines because, we're not going to do it. And rural health care, where you have vaccination rates on staff and faculty in smaller hospitals at less than 50%, you're going to fire half your staff at small hospitals across the country, which means they'll go bankrupt. That will destroy his presidency. So you're right. There are different things in play here.
Yeah, and I think he's beginning to back down on it. We've had in New York City, de Blasio, our horrible mayor, already have to back off on jail guards because an enormous number of them, 27%, are not vaccinated. And guess what? Already we have a shortage of such people. So I think Biden is going to look stupid by pushing these mandates, which are unpopular, which are not being, which are not to any good purpose, and particularly if it turns out that these vaccines don't address this new variant. I mean, it, as you say, the new variant may turn out to be a huge blessing, but at this point, people are not so sure of that. And I think just continuing to harp on the, I mean, today Moderna came out and said it's really not clear that their vaccine is going to be particularly effective
against this.
So that's not reassuring. I think Biden's got to redo his playbook at some point. But here's the problem: I don't think he's capable of doing that. And meanwhile, he's outsourced all of the decision making to Anthony Fauci.
Well, and you assume that he has a playbook. Biden doesn't have a playbook. He's got everybody else's playbook. Anyhow, Liz, greatly appreciate you as always. Thank you so much.
Fun to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Yeah, we'll talk soon. Biden doesn't have a playbook. He gets told what the play is. You know, it's like he's got the headset on or the prompter, I guess. I love her. Liz P., quick break. I'll be right back.
You might be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
It's time to go in the huddle.
1, 2, 3, top flight!
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. It's a new day full of action and excitement because it's a new day for winning only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com. The 2021 college football regular season has come to a close, and Michigan went out on top. The fifth-ranked Wolverines beat the second-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes 42-27 in Ann Arbor, led behind the offensive line and Hassan Haskins, who finished with 28 carries, 169 yards, and 5 scores for the Wolverines. The first-ever player to rush the ball for 5 touchdowns against the Ohio State Buckeyes. Michigan finishes at 11-1 and punched their ticket for the first time in school history and under Jim Harbaugh to the Big Ten Championship game, which will be this Saturday at 8 o'clock on Fox. The Wolverines will take on the Iowa Hawkeyes. As the college football playoff rankings were released, Michigan checks in at number 2 and Iowa at number 13. A win on Saturday all but seals the fate for the first ever trip to the college football playoff for Jim Harbaugh and the Wolverines.
I'm Steve Gruber, and I absolutely love Grand Flannel by Muskox. For the love of flannel, this is the best time of the year. Muskox is a Michigan company focused on adventure and American wildlife conservation. I wear Grand Flannel almost every day. It's super durable. It's comfortable. 100% cotton flannel, perfect for Michigan outdoors. Go to GoMuskOx.com to find out more. GoMuskOx.com for the love of flannel. Go to GoMuskOx.com.